I just says, what's brewing? And you could say coffee or something or whatever.
Well,
I posted pictures on Facebook. It's out there. You'll see it. Whatever.
I tell you
check
what.
Check is in the mail. What else is a good excuse do you want?
The best way we can do this is to ask someone who I stopped from heading to the coffee counter, and that's Teresa Gillis from Main Street Amherst.
Wait a minute.
I intercepted her before she made her way to where the coffee is.
Well, I need to know then, Teresa, is that a good idea to stop you from getting your morning coffee?
No, that's not a good idea.
Well, I tell you what. Do you want to get your coffee first, or do you want to just roll with it here?
I can roll with it. It's fine.
What do you have a favorite?
Actually, I have to admit that I drink tea. I don't drink coffee.
There you go. You're with me. Same thing.
A little Darjeeling, so Bruce, perhaps, or maybe some English breakfast?
Breakfast is my favorite.
Okay, all right. Greg, you could use some chamomile, I think. I would recommend that for you a little bit for this morning.
Some what?
Chamomile? Don't make me say it twice,
yep.
All right? Or is it? My favorite, though, is Chinese oolong. I just like saying that, for sure. It's a nice good one. We'll turn you on to some beverage other than water eventually, Craig. Don't worry.
Okay. All right.
Well, we're here this morning to spotlight Amherst, and Main Street Amherst is a big part of all the activities. Can we get right into this miracle on Main Street, Teresa?
Absolutely. We have the kickoff is this Friday, which is December the 7th. The parade starts at 6 o'clock, and we have so many different groups in the parade. I'm so excited. We have ODOT, who comes. Local children paint the blades of the big trucks, so those are really interesting to look at. We have high school sports teams that come. We have Republic Service that comes. And I think possibly Santa, if he has time, will be stopping by as well.
Teresa, Bruce is very concerned about snow men and or women outside of your office across the street here from Arabica. You have three. One looks like a snowman, a snow woman, and then we right in the middle appears to be maybe a snow
child.
Yeah, so we've got a whole family over there.
We have
right?
a whole family, and then we have a bunch of elves over there as well. So we're really excited about the event. So once the event, the parade is over, then if Santa is able to make it, someone will say the special words and light all the Christmas lights at Town Hall. And once that is all over, we will have the Marigolds from the Amherst High School that will sing. It's a choir there, and they have joined us for the last 13 years. And so we're really excited to have them as well. And we will be pulling the grand prize for the Prize of Day raffle, which is a week stay in Las Vegas.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. How do you register for this? Is it still time to register?
Absolutely. You can buy tickets online. They're $5 a piece. You can go to mainstreetamherst.org, and it's right on our homepage. Just click on there, and you can purchase a ticket.
How did this event get started? Were you part of that?
You mean the Miracle on Main Street?
Yeah, yeah.
I was. When I first started, it did not exist. We had what was called Trees, Trains, and Treats. And so it just has changed into Miracle on Main Street, changing the name a little bit. But, yeah, it's been a tradition since I was a little girl. I grew up here. So it has been going on for many, many years. I'm only 21. So
we understand.
It's been going on for about 21 years.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just a community event. It's for the community to come out and kick off the holiday season.
Talk a little bit about some of the other things outside. You know, the holiday season, the town gets kind of decorated for that. But obviously Main Street Amherst has other responsibilities or goals throughout the year. What kind of planning and things do you do to kind of encourage shopping and business and things in your community?
Well, as you guys know, we take part in Shop Small, which is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. But we encourage that year-round. You know, people need to support the entrepreneurs that we have in our town, as that money goes right back into, you know, our city, you know, with taxes and payroll and giving people jobs. So it's so important for people to realize that, you know, I know that you can't maybe buy every single thing that you want in downtown, but there's a lot of things that you can buy. And we're very fortunate right now. This is the first time in, I'll be celebrating my 17th year here with Main Street Amherst, that we have every storefront that is full here in Amherst in downtown. So we're really excited about that. And we have a lot of great shops. We have a place where you can go and make candles. We have a place where you can, you know, women's, you can buy jewelry. Another place that repurposes furniture. So we have many different things that people can take the opportunity and shop at.
For people who may not be aware of what a Main Street group is, it's just not a group of businesses per se. It's an actual, like, organized statewide, I don't know what to call it.
It's actually what I call it. There is a group in Columbus, and I call them the mother of all the Main Streets. It's Heritage Ohio, and they actually oversee all of the programs in the state. But it's actually across the country. It's across the world. There's a national conference that takes place, and I've met people from Australia, from Texas. It's everywhere, and it's really just to revitalize your historic town. And when Main Street first started, we were only about the downtown. But we realized while we were doing this that we really need the whole city. So we actually changed our mission statement to include the business district as well, which is like over by Pacatan's and, you know, the clothing loft and, you know, places like that. So we're a small town and we all need to stick together. And so we're about the whole city of Amherst. So, you know, as I mentioned, the clothing loft, they're a resale shop. So, you know, you can get all kinds of things, like I said, right here in Amherst. Maybe not right downtown, but in the city of Amherst, we have all different things that people can purchase from. But going back to, it's not just about the businesses. And that's probably one of our weak things. Who talks about their weak thing, right? Our weak thing is that I don't think that citizens realize that they can be a member of Main Street Amherst. $35 a year, and it's just giving back to your community. So, you know, individuals can be a part of it, and they can come to our meeting. We actually have a general meeting. It's this Thursday at 9 o'clock, and we get between 60 to 70 people that come to that meeting. And basically what it is we only hold it for 1 hour, and it is a way for people to realize or learn what's happening in the city.
Do you get some good ideas out of those meetings? Maybe things you haven't thought of before?
Correct. Absolutely. I get more out of networking than any kind of training whatsoever, because you learn. You know, I also belong to Lorain County Consortium, because I don't know how many people realize that we also have Vermilion, that's a Main Street, Oberlin and Wellington. So the four of us get together on a monthly basis and we talk about things, and we get our boards together at least once a year to network as well.
On the other hand, you mentioned attending these conferences, meeting people even from other nations.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm thinking, too, you probably got an idea or two along the way there.
Have. You know, our Wine and Chocolate Walk actually came from Cambridge, Ohio. I was there for a Main Street meeting, and they have what's called a chocolate walk, and we all got to participate in it. So we're all about ripping off and duplicating other events that other cities have and try to tweak it so it works for our own communities.
Right, yeah. Chocolate, Bruce.
That's okay. I'm just looking at the cupcakes, because they've got a good cupcake place in Amherst, too, as well.
We do. We actually have a couple. We have a couple cupcake places. We got Little Devil Cupcakery, and we have the Hive Studio over there on 58. So we've got two, and then we got Kudrowski's, which everybody knows Kudrowski's. Great bakery.
And the downtown area, not only the businesses but the residents, they do a fantastic job of decorating for the holidays. You know, I could travel down the different side streets. There's some amazing decorations in that community for sure.
Yeah, and I will tell you a little bit about, we have another event coming up. It's called Lolly the Trolley. It's on December the 12th. We are all sold out, which is a good problem to have. We sold out in an hour and a half of 576 tickets. And we are doing something different this year for the trolley ride. We are going through a neighborhood this year, and we're actually having a light contest. And we found out yesterday that there are 52 homes that are participating in this contest. So we're pretty excited about going out and seeing those lights.
There you go, Bruce. The next Clark Griswold might very well be here in Amherst.
Sure. Take Clark Griswold and back it off just a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you can do things with bows, grit, you know, and garland and some lights as well. as long as you have an inflatable somewhere there. That's all I have to
Absolutely.
Say. Absolutely. I'm still trying to figure out the giant, there's a giant Santa on one of the, I think it's Cleveland Street over there.
That is Hot Dog Heaven.
Is that what
Hot
that
Dog
is?
Heaven has? And he has had that for years. That's like a staple in Amherst. Hot Dog Heaven has the big Santa. Yep. Everyone's got to go to Hot Dog Heaven. They have the best French fries around.
It's up to you to sort of, in a sense, keep up on the new businesses. Maybe a new storefront has changed hands and some other item is there. So you kind of have to help them grow, I guess, and get the word out.
Absolutely. We have one of our newest businesses downtown. Well, they opened, actually, there's two that opened on the same day in August, is Puffer's Floral. And not only are they florists, but they also have women wares. They have clothes. They have earrings and jewelry. And then another thing that just opened up is Like Laney Salvage Decor. And Like Laney is the business I was talking about where they repurpose furniture. So we're really excited about having those two new businesses here in town.
But your big thing is the Miracle on Main Street. What time does that start, and how do we get a good seat to get to see the miracle, as it were?
Well, what I try to do is encourage people to come down and have dinner beforehand. The parade will kick off at exactly 6 p.m., and it'll last probably about a half hour. And then the stores do stay open late for people to shop, and Main Street turns into a winter wonderland. If Santa's able to stay, I know Mrs. Claus will be there, but we also will have some other special guests inside the Main Street building. We will have Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. We will have Frosty and Olaf. We have all different kinds of characters that will be taking part in Miracle on Main Street. So come and have dinner downtown Amherst and get your, you know, seat along the street of Park Avenue where the parade will go down. It will start at the library and go down to Town Hall.
Do you put on some holiday festive wear, like a hat or greenery or a little pin?
Oh, absolutely. I am all aglowing, and I have a dancing hat that I wear.
Craig, did you hear that? A dancing hat. You are going to worry about my musical socks that I forgot to wear this morning, but a dancing hat is the next way to go.
I do have a dancing hat. It makes music and it dances. Yep.
Absolutely.
Does it light up?
It does light up.
Oh, there you go.
Now you have
to.
Okay.
Yep.
You should put that on the next time you do one of your Facebook Live or Facebook videos that you post up there.
I can do that. I'll be doing one today about 12:30.
Sounds great. Well, Teresa, we appreciate you stopping by. It's always good to find out what's happening in Amherst as we spotlight the community. Teresa Gillis from Main Street Amherst. Do people want to join up? I guess Thursday's the meeting. What time is that taking place for you?
That meeting starts at 9 o'clock at Main Street, right across the street from Arabica, and it only lasts an hour.
Sounds good. Teresa, appreciate your time. Merry Christmas to you, by the way.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.